not sure whether it's with the advent of HTML5, but there are an increasing number of image annotation tools becoming available on the web. Marqued, that's Marqued, is one of those. But it's quite a sophisticated one. It's meant as a collaborative tool, specifically for group work. The idea is that you upload an image or a series or sequence of images and annotate on them. And you can do that either by highlighting a specific area and then adding a comment, or you can actually annotate freehand over the top. There's a sort of a pencil tool, and then add your comment subsequently. The kind of thing that you might use this for, I guess, is maybe if you're working in geography and you've got a photo of a particular scene that you encounter while you're out on a field trip, and you want to be able to ref ask the students to interrogate the image and explain or describe the features which are in there. They can add annotations. They can also add comments to annotations that other people have already been made. Though, of course, this does require them to be members first of all. You do have to sign up and be part of the and have a Marqued account before you can actually do that. When you've done that, it provides you with a sample folder or collection, as it calls them, and that consists of a single or several images. You get your images in incredibly easily. You can simply add them by dragging and dropping from a folder on your computer, or if you have them in your Dropbox or Google Drive accounts, provided you're comfortable linking up with them, you can bring them straight in from there. Another useful tool to add images is a URL snapshot. All you do is paste in a URL of a particular website, and then Marqued very helpfully goes away and takes a snapshot of that web page, and then you can use that as an image. Maybe if you're working in English and you wanted to look at the ways, the styles that different newspapers have for reporting events, you could take several snapshots from different sites and then have your students comment on their interpretations of the way that the journalists have portrayed those particular events. By default, any collections that you create, collections of images, are private. It's just a matter of a couple of clicks and then you can share them with the world. If you want to specifically invite people, then you need their Marqued account name or indeed their email address. If you give them email, I guess it sends off an email to them and then they're invited to participate. All the history is maintained, so you can see all the comments and changes which are made as they go along.